All right, everybody, there we are. We're recording. So this is February 2018, our monthly live call. We have a full house already here, which is awesome. We love seeing all you guys in here. So most of you are in on Facebook, which is cool. We got some folks here over in Zoom, which is cool. So you guys know what to do if you want. You know, hit us up either in the chat or the Q&A in Zoom, or just ask your questions right here in the feed. We're watching the feed. We're not watching us because the time delay in Facebook drives me nuts. That's just me. So anyways, here's what we're going to do tonight, because I think what we're going to want to do is we're going to hit the heavy stuff right now. I say we go into it. Or do you want to do the...
No, we've never been one to shy away from anything.
Let's not shy away from it. So we're going to cover all the goodness. So this month we have rear entry. That's your position paper. I made it even a little extra longer this
week. Just the way you said that, you know, like, we can hit the hard stuff, and all of them, I'm just like, rear entry, like, oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk about that rear entry here in a second. So I added an extra page there. I just wanted to give you guys some more pictures because of the way I wanted just to portray that. So I hope that's going good for those of you that I've been talking to. I thank you so much for picking up the phone and sharing your likes and your dislikes and your opportunities and all that good stuff. I really do appreciate you guys for taking the time out of your busy days to share that, because we are going to make this the premier marriage place to be, because we're hearing so many good things so far.
Do you still have opportunities in case someone hasn't had a chance to talk to you? Or
I'd have to look at my calendar and see if I have that open. I can look at my calendar.
Okay. If there's anybody that still is interested in just doing it, like a 15, 20 minute call with Tony, just to kind of share your thoughts on position, that some of you have gone to 30 minutes because you've got amazing ideas and you just have to pick your brain. If that's something that you're interested in, by all means, definitely hit us up to do that. And then, you know, Tony will see if there's enough interest, or if there's any interest, he'll make time in his calendar to talk to you guys.
Yeah. So marriage inspiration this month is power of vision. We've been going heavy on these last couple of months, really, really hitting you guys, because beginning of the year, these are two marriage inspirations that you guys can use year after year. So it's not just like a, hey, we did it in 2018 and we sort of did it and then we chucked it. These are pieces that you can continue to use year after year to enhance your marriage and go after those visions and those dreams that you guys have, because those change over time. Let's be truthful and honest. I mean, over time, those are going to change.
Well, and, you know, I appreciate, I know, Kimberly has got her binder.
Her binder.
You know, and so, you know, these two, January and February's papers specifically, are great to keep in there and to, you know, to go back and look at. These aren't like one time, like, oh, we did it in February. We're not going to look at this ever. No, if you're casting vision in your marriage, it's something you want to keep front and center. It's something you both want to know how to get access to. It's, you know, don't password protect it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But pull it out once a quarter. You know, sit down and go, where are we in achieving this vision? How are we connecting? What are those things that we said were important back in February? Oh, you know what? Maybe we haven't paid any attention to that this year because it was maybe like a third quarter thing. Well, by the time you get to third quarter, you better know what's on there. Or it's going to be first quarter next year and you're going to be like, oh, that didn't happen.
And if you want, post those things here. If you want to, what you feel comfortable, this is, Position of the Month Club is a community where we can share in a way that we couldn't share just with everybody else on Facebook, or even, you know, even people that we know that we may hang out with a lot, because sometimes they don't understand what you guys are going after and where you want to go in your marriage. So don't hesitate to put those up here. We can chime in if you want us to, you know, just put in brackets, put ask or share or whatever you're looking for, because we want to support you. And I'll tell you, I'm in a number of business groups here online, and I'll tell you, we in the marriage space, those of us here should be talking more than is an opt-in page going to, you know, be great or not. Because I'll tell you, long-term, our marriages matter. So that's enough said. We can jump back into those, but I really want to go into what we're going to talk about tonight, because not Tammy De La Rosa, but God darn it, Tammy, what's Tammy's one of the last? Yes.
Emina?
Yes, that's it. Asked a question, and it basically said, hey guys, people shy away from this all the time. And she goes, I think it'd be great if you guys could discuss this on the next monthly call. And she said, hey, would you guys be willing to talk about anal sex? And I said, sure thing. And, you know, I typed it back. I said, sure thing. And here's the thing. So we're going to go into it today, and please hear us out. And then we want to hear your guys' comments, insights. And the reason, I'm going to say this first and foremost. The reason you have never heard us bring this up on the One Extraordinary Marriage Show is because the listenership we have is around the world. And believe me, people are going to just go, they're going to go crazy because they're not going to listen the way that we're going to explain it here to you guys. And honestly, I don't want to have to be putting out fires with a bunch of people who just want to, you know, hammer on us because we're bringing up this right. topic, which is very taboo for most people in the Christian world and even outside.
I was going to say, it's a very taboo subject. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things. And trust me, we've actually had the conversation. We've been doing the show for 8 years now. We've had the conversation probably once a year for the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. Do we do this on the show? Mm-hmm. And we always come back to, you know, like somebody's going to listen to 2 or 3 minutes and it is going to be a firestorm.
Yeah. So here's the first thing I want to share that I would hope that most of you will get and understand real quick. Instead of just looking at it as anal sex, because I feel like that is a very dominating position. It's usually the guy on top of his wife. Mm-hmm. Really looking at that from an anal play.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? Because there is anal play that is both, and gosh, man, if you guys are around kids, put your earbuds in right now. Oh man, I'm sorry, I should have said that.
I'm hoping that when we were talking about all the free stuff.
Yeah, hopefully it was. Yeah. So, but looking at this from a place of, it's not just something that the guy enjoys, mm-hmm. right? This isn't just something that he's getting off on, but there is pleasure in it
right.
from both sides.
And it's interesting because as we've talked about, you know, foreplay and different things before, I've looked up about nerve endings in mm-hmm. the penis and the vagina, but I haven't, what have you? But I haven't ever actually looked up about nerve, I need to do just some research on that, nerve endings in that anal area.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of nerves that get stimulated there. And, you know, one of the things is that it's another erogenous zone on your body, right? And so as we're talking about it, if we talk about, you know, sexual intimacy as a place where both husbands and wives derive pleasure, right? It's not just all for him and it's not just all for her, but as a couple, what brings us pleasure? What have we discussed? What have we agreed to try?
Let's discuss that because I think that's a big place that we need to come together,
mm-hmm.
right? Mutual consent.
Consent. Yeah, consent.
Okay. I try to make up words every once in a while.
You know, Tony's been writing the dictionary.
Mutual consent is an area that we have discussed from the get-go, from oral sex, when we brought up oral sex and continue to bring up oral sex from different positions. Hey, we're in position of the month club. Like, there are going to be positions that may not work for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just the way you just feel in that position, guy or gal.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be a mutual consent for both of you to experience the pleasure in that.
Right. And it's having a conversation. We've said for years on the show, and I think it bears repeating here in Position of the Month Club, that the two of you only go as far as one spouse or the other feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If it's going too far and somebody says no, then that's where it stops. This is never, whether it's Position of the Month Club or something you hear on the podcast, it's never like, well, Tony and Lisa said, so let's just do it. No. Don't ever use Tony and Lisa to like force your agenda. No. But it's saying, okay, hold on, let's have a conversation around this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that's been a 19 questions. And this question is one of the questions on the 19 questions to
Amazing Sex. Which is in your member toolbox. So if you don't have it, it's in there. Go grab it, download it, put it on your phone. Go ask those 19 questions. I forget which number it is.
Yeah, I can't remember. But we put it on there because it is something you need to discuss. Because I will be very candid with you guys. At the beginning of our marriage, this was a no-go for me. This wasn't even like, Tony could barely get the words out. I'm like, I am absolutely like that. Just no.
And then here's, she was a no-go. And this is Tony being stupid and dumb. Truly. And forcing Elisa to try that out of her will. Guess what? It didn't end well. I still remember that night. I mean, it was like, gosh, I still remember that night. Elisa was so mad at me and so pissed off at me, tears in her eyes. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And this had to be in the first couple of years of our marriage, you know? So it wasn't a good place. And I remember after that point, we didn't discuss it, even come close to it with a 10-foot pole. It was a 30-foot pole. We didn't discuss it for, man, many, many years. It probably, 10 years. I was going to say, we probably started bringing it back up maybe 6 to 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's fine.
Somewhere in that region.
And that's one of the things too, even using the 19 questions, is using that tool to say, is this a no, not ever? Is this a no, not in the immediate future? Is this a no, not right now? Right? Because whether we're talking about anal play, whether we're talking about, you know, toys in the bedroom, whatever it is, having that conversation, because sometimes, like, maybe you've just had babies and you're like, ugh, no, I can't even, like, I can barely wrap my head around having sex, like, let alone trying anything creative. Or maybe, you know, one of these positions comes up and you're like, oh, I've got bad memories associated with that, right? And so you get to have that conversation, right? And that's what we're fostering here in the Position of Month Club, is the ability for you guys to have those conversations with your spouse to say, this is why I might be pushing back. And yeah, when Tony tried that early in our marriage, and I'm like, yeah, that's definitely a no-go now.
Are we tracking with you guys? And if we are, just say yes or no in the comments, and it's totally cool. And if you need explanation or you want clarification in any way, give us some feedback here, because this is really going to help us. Because I don't know where you guys are thinking, and I want to make sure that we're touching on stuff that, or areas of anal play that you guys are really getting. So thank you guys. Okay, there we go. Couple of things I do want to bring up with anal play, if you want to go there. So we're going to assume at this point now, Elisa, that couples have discussed it.
Like on my phone, like I was waiting for the Elisa Michelle. Elisa?
That we're going to assume that couples have discussed this, and they're a yes. Like, we're willing to try some form of anal play.
Okay.
And what do we do next? And personally for myself, is what I'm going to say is, you guys better have lube available.
Okay, back up.
Okay. I like making sure that people are stocked and ready, though.
Lubricant should just be on the nightstand or close to it. Like, seriously, have lubricant. Lubricant is not a bad thing. There's a whole reason we did the show, Lube It Up.
Like,
just have lubricant. Yeah. Just make your life
fine. Sensation oil is mine, and that's a Living Young. Young Living product. So find a rep and grab it. But for those of you who like the smell and a nice scent in the bedroom, I love it. This is like my sex scent, man. It's on, and it's like, boom, let's go.
Yeah, if I want to get Tony in the mood, I just have to get that somewhere near me. Anytime.
I love it. Uberlube. Another good one. You can find that on Amazon.
So yes, just as a side
Shannon
note,
knows it's good.
Here's the funny thing about Uberlube. They now have trial size. So it makes an excellent travel lubricant. I just gave it away for a bridal shower.
Yeah. So first and foremost, have lube available. Because when you are going into anal play, it is necessary to have that.
Yes.
There are times when the woman may be, I just want to say it, just wet, right?
Natural lubrication,
and you can go there. For guys, that isn't going to happen, so you're going to need some lubrication. And I'm bringing that up, and that's why we're calling this anal play, because this can go both ways for both of you guys. You'd be surprised at how many products are bought through Amazon, through our link, that are these, the cock rings, the penis rings, and on them, and I don't have that one, but I'll show you what we use for that. But it's a penis ring, and then on it, it has a butt plug on it. Mm-hmm. And that is for the guy to have. So this is going both ways. Again, are you guys discussing it? And is that something that brings pleasure to you guys? It's in your bedroom.
Right.
And it may be hey, we're doing it during this time of the month. Again, remember how we've talked about when a woman has the most heightened sexual pleasure typically is right after ovulation?
Right around
ovulation. And so that might be the only time during the month where it really is pleasurable for your wife. And that's totally cool. I mean, game on during that 1 week or 5 days or whatever it may be. Other times it might not be.
And speaking of that, I know there was a thread that came up, I think sometime last week, where we were talking about like period trackers and stuff. Yes. Like that. Get one, just make your life easy. Guys, you can get it too, and just track, and then you know, because then you don't have to guess. I mean, a woman's body will give off all kinds of signals, physical and hormonal. So the scent, like I totally know when I'm ovulating, because Tony's just like knows that my
natural
odor change. Oh, I can't smell it, but apparently those pheromones are strong.
Yeah.
So, but know those things, right? Because that's, if you guys start to accumulate knowledge, right? Position of the Month Club is all about knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. Knowledge of you and your spouse and how the two of you work together. And so if you're going to have that period of time where you're like, okay, this is like our adventure window, right? Yeah. Where we get a little more creative, right? Where we're like, okay, you know, this is going to be the day, like if you were taking a trip where you're like, we're going to go hike 20 miles and see what we can see because we can. Right. Whereas other days, you know, like closer to when she's getting her period, maybe like, we're just gonna take a walk. So that's how you start to look. Okay, great question right there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Shannon just put it up there because we're gonna get there.
Yep. Here's another thing I'm gonna say. If you're doing anal play with fingers, make sure your fingernails are trimmed, most likely. And even if you have, longer nails, just make sure that there's no sharp edges or anything, because that doesn't feel good. I'm telling you, you get a little, oof, you know, that is no bueno. So make sure you know that. Can you use toys as well? Yes. Again, depending on where you're at, discuss with your wife and your husband. What do you like? What are you enjoying about it? Sometimes it's just, honestly, Elise and I have been in this arena of our marriage, again, for probably like 6 years, I would say, on and off. And it's something that has been pleasurable for both of us at times. And sometimes it's just like, no, not going there. Mm-hmm. Cool. Shanna has a great question. What about numbing gel? Is that something that should be in the anal arsenal? I love it. So I've used a product called Promacent, whatever. I'm not.
I'm here with you, like
today. And this helps temporarily prolong the time until ejaculation for a male. I don't like it personally. For me, it's not a big bonus. For me, this is it numbs everything, and then I don't know if it even lasts longer using this stuff, and then I don't feel anything. So the ejaculation happens, and it's just like. Great. Well, that just didn't help out. For a woman, though, and I didn't think about this because they do have numbing gels that you could put on that could help in when you are inserting penis. My only fear on that one is, this is me, is that you're not feeling anything and you've now numbed the entire area. So if there is a point where there is insertion of penis, did you feel anything? And if not,
did you go too far?
Yeah. So that would be the concern I have with that. Not to say you can't try it. Even with this little thing, I mean, they say, hey, do like one or two sprays. And one time I got a little crazy. I'm like, I'm going to try this thing out. See what happens. I put like three sprays. Forget it, man. I was numb forever. It's like a half a spray for me. Half a spray is like about right using that. So something.
Follow those directions. Like if you try a product, follow the directions and maybe.
Well, I did try it the way they told me to try it. Right. It was like subsequent times. I was like, well, let me see what's going to happen. Travis says, in addition to the lube, also consider a trip to the Caribbean. and then these pina coladas. If that helps you out, sure. The only concern there, make sure there's not a lot of sand, right? Because again, gritty stuff.
You didn't say they were on the beach. Well, you said a trip to the Caribbean. They could be in the hotel room.
Liz, I love Liz. My last appointment ran late, so we'll need to listen to the beginning of this. She walked in and it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that's like when you're like,
here we go.
Whoa, what are 10 minutes of talking about?
All right, I'm gonna ask it again because we're in a topic that I think needs to have more of a back and forth here from you guys. So are you grabbing what we're saying? Do you have questions? And this is for you guys, we want to be able to equip you to feel comfortable in your own body and in your own room and with your spouse. Because at the end of the day, and we've said this forever, and I will continue to say it, whatever you and your spouse do behind your door is between you, your spouse, and God. Go for it. As long as you guys are, again, mutually
pleasurable.
Yes.
Right? It's not, you know, things are only getting done to please the husband or things are only getting done to please the wife. It's about the two of you.
And it's going to take time. It's going to take some time having conversations back and forth. I think sometimes we have a conversation about sex in one way or another, be it oral sex, a new position. And we take a stand because of maybe something we heard in the past, or maybe a friend is going to be judging us somehow, or we think they're going to judge us. And I just don't believe that we need to just go, nope, never, ever, ever, blah, 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 blah. It's conversations. Let's discuss it. What does it look like? Bringing in a product into the bedroom that may enhance our sexual intimacy, be it even lube. Some people are just like, are you kidding? Why would you ever bring that into the bedroom? And I'm thinking, why would you not?
Would you not?
Liz, where do you buy these things from your list? Amazon. Which, like that product? Or, oh, and by the way, I'll share these too. I can give you links. I can drop links in over here. I should just have a list of all this stuff for you guys. For you guys who are looking, here's another thing. Not for anal play. You could use it for anal play, but penis rings. So this is the one I've been testing. It's a 3-pack. Small, medium, and large. So, that's an interesting, like, ego check when you put that sucker on, you're like, oh shoot. But anyways, and then there's in the pack I got too, they have, here's a cool little one, little rabbit ears. Let me show you right there. So you put that on, you put that on. I don't know if you have to put both of them. I think you just put one on. Whichever one you want. But then the rabbit ears are towards your wife's vagina, clitoral area. And so when you are then having sex and penetrating, yeah, there's stimulation right there on her clitoris. Haha, Tony's unboxing. Yeah, we're not big unboxers, right? But we're unboxing those
unboxing.
Things.
One of the things I wanted to say, and this actually came up in a coaching call today, I was having a one-on-one coaching session with a husband, and you know, as we're talking about all of the anal play, lubricants, and things like that, is that, you know, give your spouse's feedback. We've talked about this on numerous shows, but I cannot overstate the importance of being able to say that works or that's not working or that feels good. Like, and this particular person that I was speaking to was getting more negative feedback from his wife. So it would be like, well, that doesn't work or that doesn't feel good. But he wasn't getting any positive feedback on if he was doing anything right. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like what we talk about in the coffee break, which is also in your membership area, where, you know, keep those ratios like 3-1, right? Give lots of good feedback. And it, obviously, if something's not working or if it hurts, by all means, share that. But let's create an environment in our bedrooms of all places where what we're doing is actually encouraging to our spouse.
Yeah.
Right. And it's an environment where we can try new things and we can make suggestions and we can get good feedback. And I don't care if you're saying that feels good or if you're just moaning in pleasure. Feedback is helpful.
Yeah. Liz asks, not any product in general. I see what you're saying, but when you drive by a store, be it a lingerie store or whatever it may be, you're like, don't really want to go in there and seek out products in that particular store. Totally get it. You know what? You know what would be cool? And I've seen this recently on Amazon that you can set up like a store and then put all these different products within the store. I'll learn how to do that. And maybe if I can do a private one for like Position of the Month Club, we can then add stuff in there. Because I'm telling you, I find like lingerie that people are buying on there. And it's like, boom, hey, look at this. We found a piece. We should show
Do you want me to get that?
Yeah, yeah. It's a really tiny one. Yeah. It's okay. Just funny. So I saw that somebody purchased this. And it's like, I looked at it and it's like 99 cents for this piece of lingerie. And it's coming out of China and they're charging me like $2.99 for shipping. And they're like, it's going to be 4 weeks before you get it. I'm like, heck, who cares? It's whatever. I took a picture of it and I sent it over to Elisa real quick. I'm like, hey, you game on this one? She's like, yeah, sure. And so picked it up. Shanna said, Adam, yep, is a good one. No one will see you in your jammy shopping with your hubby. Yep, exactly.
Can I say something to Adam? Not specifically to Adam Eve, but to some of those sites and why we haven't.
Even the Amazon, you gotta
be careful. So because we know in the one family that we have so many couples that have struggled with pornography, that's a reason. That's awesome.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah. So that's why you haven't, we've had Adam and Eve reach out to us for sponsorship. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of these companies and we've chosen not to partner with any of them, simply because some of their sites. So if that's a concern for you, I'm just putting it out there. We know that there are many out there, but you didn't want to, so I just want to put that forth why we haven't partnered. So here's the link.
Travis, that was a great comeback. Travis just said you could ask them why they're at the same store judging you. Amen. Liz, I will have to say, when it comes to these sexual items, likelihood of you being retargeted online decreases a ton. Because don't forget, many of the sites that you are being retargeted on, such as Facebook, if they're doing it on LinkedIn, a lot of them have their no sex policy when it comes to ads and retargeting. So honestly, I'm looking at all sorts of stuff, man, from vibrators to lube to lingerie to penis rings and you know, my Promacent, whatever it
numbing
is,
spray.
My numbing spray. And honestly, I never see those ads. I go look at POTS. Believe me, I'm being retargeted like there's no tomorrow. Like just pots? Yeah, cooking pots or something, like kitchenware or something on Amazon, and then I'm being retargeted, believe me. So this is one of those finds where I was just like, man, this is.
It was 99 cents. He totally scorched on it.
Which one, is this the top?
That's top.
See, it's so slinky, I don't even know which way it goes.
Okay, so this is the top. So this is the top, and this just ties around the back.
Yeah,
kind of like that.
Like that. And then, you know, the bottom, boom, it's money. It's $4. Like, in
here. Oh, with shipping?
Yeah, with shipping.
It was 99 cents. I'm like.
Yeah, and you can always clear your history and cache that thing in your browser.
Yeah.
Very good, Natalie. Yep. So, but things like that, really, I'll tell you, you know where those come into is us being confident in who we are, mm-hmm. right? And then being able to talk openly and honestly about sex with our spouse. You know, in this year, you know, with the one family, the whole hashtag is what can I do? Mm-hmm. And so for some of you, it may be that after we get off this call, you're still mulling over what we're talking about, especially with anal play. In an area that nobody really wants to talk about. Everybody's like, oh, well, this, and it's wrong, and it's bop, and that. And everybody wants to have their opinion. And yet no one will actually tell you straightforward if they're doing it or not. And Elisa and I will sit here and tell you, yes, there are times when we do have anal play. it's part of our sexual toolbox. Mm-hmm. It's not something we do all the time, and it's something that we both enjoy. And we have found that because it's not something that is me dominating over her or her over me. It's something that we have found to be pleasurable mm-hmm. at different times, not all the time, but it's just beginning to take off our masks and being truthful with ourselves of where did that come from? You know, was it somebody that you sort of kind of know that told you it was a bad thing? Was it somebody that you trusted that said that, but then never really had any reason to say why it wasn't? So you got to start thinking and looking at the onion and peeling back those layers, because that person or that individual who may have been acting in a place of trying to be helpful to you is really hindering you from experiencing the sexual intimacy with your spouse that you so desire and they desire with you. Even putting on lingerie, something as skimpy as that, honestly, right now it's so cold here in San Diego, Natalie, do not laugh, that Elisa would not put that thing on for the life of me. So, I mean, that little thing that I got there is only going to be good like in July, August, and September. Believe me, this morning we were trying to have sex, and Elisa had her electric dealie on. She had her heating pad on. I was like, my goodness, woman, take that thing off. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So,
nope.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Oh, don't even go. Yes, it does get cold in San Diego. All of my northern friends, yeah, I know. Tammy, you in the snow. I see your pictures. Liz just said, yeah, that's a good start for us to talk after more. It's part of the Vision Group. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to get the conversation going. You know, it's below zero. See, that's just not, like, there's just no need. In fact, I told Tony today, I'm like, I don't know how people have sex where it's cold. Like, what do? How do you get naked?
That could be a whole nother monthly call, how to have sex in the cold for Elisa when it's 60 degrees, 65 degrees or plus in the house. And for any of you cold weather folks, you can always reach out to us. We have an extra room. Love to have you.
Stop making fun of me.
All right. So, again, anal play. Hopefully we've answered your questions. If not, enter them now. And are we willing to have this conversation more? By all means.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is why we started the club. Is because we want to have that intimate relationship with you guys in a level that we know that we can speak even more open and honest. And sometimes we can on the One Extraordinary Marriage Show being as big as it's gotten over here. So Mike turns the heat up. Yep, that's how you do. You do. You got to turn up that heat and make it happen. So with that, are we good? I gotta write this down, but I'm gonna try to figure out how.
No. That's you're sitting at my desk.
All right, so just write down. We're gonna try to start a Amazon Position of the Month Club
store.
Okay. I don't know how Eskimos have babies, Tammy. I don't.
I can't.
Way too cold.
I can't even wrap my head around that one.
We're going to start a store where we can then begin to add these products. Is that cool? Like, not, when I say these products, I'm talking more like the sexual, intimate products, lubes, vibrators, the sprays, penis rings, things of that nature. Does that sound cool?
Yeah, that totally sounds cool. And I'm just going to say they probably have those, like two sleeping bags that, you know, join together and be one on the Eskimos have babies too. So they're, you know, shared body heat, but they're in like a cocoon. That's what I'm thinking.
So we'll start that up for you guys. And is there anything else that we need to share? This month we're not having an expert call, but we're going to have the next couple of months we're going to actually get members sharing their testimonies because you guys, I think, are so powerful in what you've gone through and what you've overcome that we want to make sure that we're highlighting you guys as well. So that's it. I mean,
did anybody have any questions about either the vision worksheet or the bonus calendar?
Yeah. Where you get the bonus calendar, if you're looking for that, that's at 28 days and you can, hey, we made it for February, but guess what? February has the least amount of days in the month. Add two more or three more and you can use it any month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that will stay in there for you. That's in your members toolbox. So that will be there for you, and we're not taking it out after the month. So that's going to be there. We have some updates going to be coming to the site that we're going to be sharing with you guys here. Stay on board. We got a lot of good stuff working out over here, and we're really excited. And again, that's from your guys' feedback that we're getting that. So, all right. I think everybody's good. And hey, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank all of you guys for jumping in here. I want to say it's a tough topic, and yet after sharing this with you guys, I'm really confident that we're going to be able to go out of here as a group and experience something more than what everybody else is saying. And that's the goal. Like, we're going to truly enjoy that sexual intimacy we have with our spouses, because we're going to put everything aside and we're truly going to just hone in on them and ourselves during that moment, and not what everybody else has told us or we think we should or shouldn't do. Because it's truly pleasurable when the two of you come together like that.
Awesome. You said everything. It doesn't usually happen. You said me with all the words, but
okay. All right, you guys. There's nothing else coming in. We love you guys. We thank all of you who jumped in, who shared, who got to give us your input. We love it. Let's keep that conversation going. Again, hey, good times, tough times going on in your lives. This is what the group is for as well. You know, we'll let you know if it's gone on way too long and it's getting borderline, like you're driving everybody nuts and you need help. So that's just part of it, you know. Sometimes you need tough love, and that can happen, but you guys got to be open and honest in the group and let us go from there. All right, we love you guys. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you next time, and if you need us for anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us here.
One more thing. I did have
happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. And if you haven't submitted your love story this month, and you do, I know a number of you have already submitted your love stories. They're up on the One Extraordinary Marriage Facebook page itself. But if you haven't, there's still time. So send us an email at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com, subject our love story, and I will make sure to read your story and have that video posted on the Facebook page.
Yep. Thank you, Tammy. Really appreciate you saying that. That's it. Love you guys. Have a great one. We'll catch you next time. Bye.